This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
تفضل ان شاء الله شيخ. الله بلس.
الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد من السماوات ومن الارض ومن ما شئت من شيء بعد. ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الامين وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my honor and pleasure to welcome you to another session. This is a beautiful hadith on ibadah, our purpose and meaning of our existence, which is the path to freedom for us human beings. This is a tradition reported in Bukhari and other authentic collections. Let me read the Arabic and then we will discuss some of the points. كنت ردف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على حمار يقال له إفير فقال يا معاذ هل تدري حق الله على عباده وما حق العباد على الله؟ قلت الله ورسوله أعلم قال فإن حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا وحق العباد على الله ألا يعذب من لا يشرك به شيئا فقلت يا رسول الله أفلا أبشر به الناس قال لا تبشرهم فيتكلوا رواه معاذ بن جبل and Inshallah, let us translate. Mu'adh ibn Jabal narrated, radiyallahu anhu, I was riding behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a mule called Ufair. And he asked me during the course of my journey with him, Mu'adh, do you know the right of Allah on his servants and the right of the servants of Allah on him, on Allah? I said, Allah and His Messenger know best. Then he said, the right of Allah on His servants is that they worship none but Him and must never associate any partner with Him. And the right of His servants on Allah is that He will not punish anyone who does not associate any partner with Him. I asked him, should I then pass this glad tidings to everyone? He said, no, I'm afraid they may resign themselves and give up good works. They may misunderstand the meaning. The reporter of this tradition is Mu'adh ibn Jabal. He was one of the closest and the greatest companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was well liked by him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him once, Ya Mu'adh, inni wahibbuk. Mu'adh, I love you, so I want you to pray over this supplication after every salah you perform. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. It's a beautiful dua. You and I should read and learn and read it every day. Oh Allah, help me to remember you and to thank you and to worship you in the best way. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised Mu'adh for his knowledge, profound knowledge, and he said, "A'lamukum bil halal wal haram, Mu'adh ibn Jabal." The most knowledgeable of my ummah in the science of halal and haram is Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu anhu. The hadith is recorded by Bukhari, Muslim, and others. Hadith speaks of the right of Allah and the right of humankind. You know, Islam talks about huququllah and huququl ibad. Of course, here, the right of Allah on His servants and the right of servants on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The right of Allah over us is that we worship Him alone and that we associate no partner with Him. Actually, this is the first commandment in Islam. It is also, according to the Quran, the first commandment issued by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to each and every prophet and messenger he sent to guide humankind. From the beginning, Adam alayhi salam, until Rasulullah, the final messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty says in Surah 16, verse 36, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. We send a messenger to every community on the face of the earth saying, worship Allah and shun false gods. Allah also tells us elsewhere that the worship of Allah is the sole purpose of human existence, human life. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. In Surah 51, verse 56, Allah says, I did not create the jinn and the humans except to worship me. The question arises, what is ibadah? The linguistically, it means expressing utmost reverence. So this expressing utmost reverence and expressing it through adoration and reverence and worship is due only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah 17, verse 23, Allah says, وَقَلَىٰ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ. Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone but Him. Ibadah is a means of liberation for humankind. It frees us from bondage to idols made of stone and wood, superstitions of all kinds, and also saves us from surrendering ourselves to heroes, leaders, and anyone who want to take our freedom away. It saves us from bowing to others who may dehumanize us. The Prophet's companions internalized this message of liberation as the essence of Islam. When Rustam, the Persian commander-in-chief of the armies, asked the leader of Muslim delegation to explain their mission, he declared, Rabi ibn Amir was the leader, he made a profound statement. It's worthy of deep and constant reflection by us Muslims so that we know what is our mission in life. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بْتَعَثَنَا لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ لِنُخْرِجَ مَنْ شَأَ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الَّذِيَانِ إِلَىٰ عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ سَعَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Beautiful message of Islam. Allah has sent us indeed to take out those who wish, because we cannot force anyone. If somebody wants to live in slavery, that's his choice. But those who wish to seek freedom from the worship of humankind to the worship of the Lord of humankind and from the tyranny of religions, because religions have been deviated from the path, pristine way of life prescribed by God Almighty. So take out of injustice and tyranny of religions to the justice provided through Islam, and from the narrowness of the world to the spaciousness of this world and the next. Ibadah is a means of liberation for humans. The opposite of ibadah to Allah is shirk. Ibadah is freedom. Ibadah denotes freedom. And shirk is the opposite. It makes us slaves to humans, false beliefs, superstitions, passions, customs, and conventions that dehumanize us. Shirk, therefore, is the cardinal, the most heinous of all sins in Islam, and it is an unforgivable sin. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغَفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. As Allah reminds us in the Quran, that He doesn't forgive the sin of shirk. So lesson that we learn from this beautiful tradition is, first of all, it shows the Prophet's great love for his companions and the method of teaching. The Prophet was an exemplar in communication. He was a communicator par excellence, And his method of teaching is one of the method of teaching he used always is by asking questions in order to arouse interest of the people. And of course, he would repeat some of these main messages three times usually. Ibadah is our primary duty. This is the lesson we learn from this. And it is the purpose of our existence. It guarantees us freedom from hellfire. That is why, because Ibadah is important, 17 times a day in our Salah we read in Surah Al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. So imbibe, internalize this message, Ibadah as a path to liberation. The final point we should understand, the Prophet told Mu'adh ibn Jabal not to announce this, especially, you know, this is a very important lesson Muslim must learn. Often we cite, we find a hadith, we pass it on. خاتب الناس على قدر عقولهم. Communicate with people according to the level of understanding. If you don't do that, you are going to drive them away from Islam. So the Prophet thought that by passing on, some people may take this thing in a very simple sense without understanding the profound nature or ibadah. Of course, in the upcoming sessions, we will explain further the implications and the dimensions of these various concepts in Islam. As you know, if we just take one hadith and run with it, it may mislead us. So people will leave all actions, good works, thinking that now they have a simple formula to save themselves from hellfire. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to honor us all, to remember him, to thank him, and to worship him the best way. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.